Hi, my name is Emily. I've just been calling around the exotic vets in the area because I just have a little, like a six-day-old baby guinea pig that appears to have, like, pneumonia.
Yeah.
And I just don't know what to do. In the past, I had a guinea pig with pneumonia a couple years ago. They got prescribed antibiotics. But
yeah,
because this one's so small, I'm not sure what the deal is.
Yeah, we'd obviously have to see it for a consult. Then how old is it, sorry?
Like 6 days old.
Yeah,
and
okay, yeah. Yeah, depending, I guess, what exactly is sort of found, they probably would be able to do antibiotics. But, yeah, we'd definitely have to do a consultation first. So a consult is for us $170, and then any medications is on top of that. My next available appointment wouldn't be until tomorrow morning at 10:50. Like, how, what's she doing at the moment, the little one?
It's like wheezing and not eating as much, and it seems really lethargic.
And whereabouts do you live?
I live in Bellmere, but I also have work tomorrow, so I'm not sure how that would.
Okay, how far away is Bellmere? I always forget.
It's like the Caboolture area.
Oh,
so
it is. Oh, got
yeah,
you. Okay. What time do you sort of start work?
Oh, I start work at 6.
Oh, really early.
Yeah.
Okay. Because have you tried the Murrumba Downs vet?
I just got off the phone with them.
Okay.
They gave me your number because they don't have any availability. But that's, I'll keep calling other numbers and get back to you.
Yeah, because I just think definitely needs to be seen sooner rather than later. It's just we close at 5, and the only thing I'd be able to offer is like an emergency appointment to come down now. If you can get here sort of before 5, that is.
I think it is like 40 minutes away. So.
Yeah, the other thing is there is the emergency vets at North Lakes.
Okay.
They usually sort of kick over emergency at, like, 6 o'clock.
Okay.
If you sort of think he's going downhill and really needs sort of to be seen tonight.
Yeah.
The only other thing close to you guys would be the Unusual Pet Vets at Budrum. If you haven't tried them, I think they're open till 6 o'clock. Otherwise, there is, I have heard there's a vet at North Lakes as well. North Lakes Animal, I think it's called the North Lakes Animal Hospital. I'm just looking them up for you just in case they are closer, because I know they close at 6 o'clock and they have seen a few guinea pigs.
Okay.
But they would be a lot closer. I don't think any of the other vets around there see guinea pigs. But, yeah, like, I mean, depending sort of how critical he is.
What is the likelihood of him coming good? Like, you don't think he will?
The fact, like, if he's that young and sort of has, you know, sort of a bit of respiratory distress, it is very likely that, you know, he could pass being that young, that small. Respiratory in sort of guinea pigs can sort of come on quite quickly and be quite critical. So usually, yeah, a lot of the time we've got to sort of give them a bit of oxygen and start antibiotics and anti-inflammatories and all that sort of stuff. So they can go downhill really quickly. Is the only thing. So if you keep him sort of nice and warm, and no drafts, anything like that in the house, keep him in a nice warm area, But, yeah, if it is sort of the start of a respiratory infection, they do go downhill pretty quickly.
Yeah. And they come on in the last 24 hours and I'm like...
He
was like the runt as well, and then like
yep.
he was like shaking a lot, so I was like helping him along,
get him to force feed
with the mum.
And
yeah, it was coming good, and then suddenly he's gone like really downhill. And
So there's definitely some stuff going on with him.
All right, I'll have a look into those places anyway, and see if I can get in, and if not, I might give you a call back.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate that.
Bye. No worries.